Blog Talk Radio.
Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit me. Get up, first shot, come strut walking. A little bit of humble, a little bit of cautious. Somewhere between like Rocky and Cosby for the game. Nope, nope, y'all can't copy up. Bad, moonwalking, and this here is our party. My posse's been on Broadway, and we did it all way. Chrome music, I shed my skin and put my bones into everything I record to it. And yeah, I'm on. Let that stage light go and shine on down. Got that Bob Barker suit game and Plinko in my style. Money, stay on my craft and stick around for those pounds. But I do that to pass the torch and put on for my town. Trust me, on my I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T shit hustling. Chasing dreams since I was 14 with the four-track busting. Halfway across that city with the back-crush shit. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give that to the people, spread it across the country. Labels out here, now they can't tell me nothing. We give it to the people, spread it across the country.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't hold us.
Here we go back, this is the moment, tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over, so we put our hands up. Like the ceiling can't hold us, like the ceiling can't.
Thank you, yeah, I'm so damn grateful. I grew up really wanting gold fronts, but that's what you get when Wu-Tang raised you. Y'all can't stop me, go hard like I gotta eat it in my heartbeat. And I'm eating at the beat like it gave a little speed to a great white shark on shark. We rock, time to go off, gone, Susan's goodbye. I got a world to see, and my girl, she wanna see Rome. Caesar make you a believer, nah, I never ever did it for a throne. That validation comes from giving it back to the people. Now, sing this song and it goes like, raise those hands, this is our party. We came here to live life like nobody was watching. I got my city right behind me. If I fall, they got me. Learn from that failure, gain humility, and then we keep marching.
And we go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
We go back. This is the moment. Tonight is the night. We'll fight till it's over. So we put our hands up like the ceiling can't hold us. Like the ceiling can't hold us.
But so we put our hands up. But so we put our hands up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Archer Jones Show. The first is yours truly, Archer Jones. Let's see. Kind of itching from the hair because I cut my hair before I went out to eat. I'm trying to do this So just pardon me for a moment. I'm trying to do this fan council for you guys. that y'all get to do it on the air with me. So just hold on a minute. So sorry about the silence bit. Now, I apologize for having, you know, the show a half an hour later just because I didn't think I was going to be back in time to do the show. So decided just to do it now. It's still going to be an hour. So let's see. The study is about the Extreme Rules pay-per-view. Would you like to know your thoughts were on the recent pay-per-view event? Even if you did not have an opportunity to watch it, we would appreciate hearing from you. So let's do this survey. If y'all don't know, Hazel is a member of the WWE Fan Council, so she had me do her fan council stuff, and I don't know why she don't want to do it, but she had me do it, which I don't mind. But please subscribe to the WWE Network. Yes. Come on, click. I'm sorry, just taking a second because my. There we go. The next one. Okay. Did you watch Extreme Rules on Sunday, July 15th? Or watch a replay following the event? Let's see. Yes, I watched using my WWE Network subscription. Although it's going to take me a minute to click because these keep on. There we go. Let's see. Did you watch Extreme Rules Kickoff? Wait, did I watch a kickoff? I think I did. So, yes, I watched the kickoff on the WWE Network. Next. Let's see. How would you rate overall enjoyment of the Extreme Rules Kickoff matches? So, yeah, Andre Cien and Almas versus Sin Cara, I would say that was fair. Because I'm glad they had, like, two matches on the kickoff show, then just one. So that's a good thing. Sandy versus the New Day in the tables match. That was very good in my opinion. Next. When did you watch Extreme Rules? Let's see. Let's see, I was alive when I first started. Next. How many people were in your group dealing? It was just two. Describe the types of fans that were your viewing group, or male adults and female adults. Come on. I hate this laptop, it's always with the pop-ups. Let's see if it worked for me this time. There we go. So, next up. Please rate your overall enjoyment of Extreme Rules. Well, besides the fans trying to hijack the main event and... Well, I'm going to get into something like this before I answer this. I enjoyed it, the main event, until they done that stupid countdown. And to all these fans that like getting sick and tired of WWE giving them, as they call, boring and crappy stuff. Only thing half of them can come in with an open mind to like view the product and pay attention. Or they just look like who's like wrestling in the match and they just turn away, which is just very stupid. Something I'm probably going to end up talking about on Sunday's show. The official fan view. But I ain't gonna say excellent because like I said, when the crowd doing that main event ruined it. And I'm just going to say good. So for them, good is average. Very good, of course, is very good. And excellent is like the best. And poor is like, okay, it's the worst. And fair is, of course, is like met their expectations, but not good enough. Something like that. So I'm just going to say good. It was average. What was your favorite from Extreme Rules? Oh, God. Let's see. I have no idea. So what matchup was my favorite from the Extreme Rules? Kind of a debate because AJ Styles versus Rusev was okay. Although it was an unpopular position, but I'm just going to say Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. Because I did like the result. They let Bobby Lashley win, so. So that's good. So let's see. How would you rate each of the matches during Extreme Rules? So they have, it's kind of the same thing with their ratings. They have poor, fair, good, very good, and excellent. So they're going to talk about the main event. Dolph Ziggler versus Seth Rollins in the 30-minute Iron Man match. I'm going to say very good because I will say excellent. But like I said, the fans kind of ruined it for me by trying to hijack the show with the stupid counting down. Why other fans trying to enjoy it. And like some people were saying that you should turn your mute the show, which is kind of pointless because you want to hear the commentators say what they got to say. So that was kind of pointless. Kevin Owens versus Braun Strowman in the steel cage match. I did like the ending, although Kevin Owens did win, which was kind of a good of a twist. So I'm just going to say average, which is good. Jeff Hardy versus Shinsuke Nakamura for the United States Championship. I'm going to say poor. Only because of what happened, like just getting a low blow before the started, then end up doing the King South Shot, then pinned him. So I think that's probably like the worst match that happened during Extreme Rules. Bludgeon Brothers versus Team Hell No for SmackDown Tag Team Championship. I'm going to say it was average. Although King wasn't in most of the matches, it was like mostly Daniel Bryan. I'm going to say good. Alexa Bliss versus Nia Jax for the Raw Women's Championship. It had like a lot of interference going on. Mickie James was in Alexa's corner and Natalya was at Nia Jax's corner. And Ronda Rousey was out there. Well, she was seen as a fan. Then she got sick and tired of them, like with the double teaming and things like that, so she interfered. So I'm just going to say very good. And I'm going to say excellent, but I'm just going to say very good. AJ Styles versus Russo for the WWE Championship. Let's see, how should I rate this? I will rate this as. Hmm. I'm going to say good. It was an average match. Just put it that way. It was average. Carmella versus Asuka for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Although the match had me entertained, so it did, although some people ain't going to like it, but that would probably would be, in my opinion, match of the night. Was Carmella versus Asuka. Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin. I'll say good, so that's the average. Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt versus the B Team for the Raw Tag Team Championship. I'm going to say very good, because it did shock me that the B Team did win the Tag Team Championship. It's like one of those things like wasn't expected. Roman Reigns versus Bobby Lashley. I'm going to say good, because it was average. Although it was my favorite match, but it wasn't like my match of the night, as I would call it. So, next. How well did Extreme Rules meet your expectations? I'll just say it met my expectations. Let's put it that way. How would you rate Extreme Rules on each of the following? Outcome of, let's see, the entertainment value of the event. I'll say fair. It was fair. The outcome of matches. I'll just say good. It was average. Combined unexpected moments. It was fair. Providing a good value for the price. I'll say average. Good. Quality of matches were excellent. The level of excitement during the event, I'll say average. Entertained from start to finish, I'll say average. Good. Athleticism of superstars, I'll say that's very good. Storyline during the event, I'll say good. That'd be average. Variety of superstar feature, very good. Quality of the wrestling talent, I'll say very good for that as well. What was the ultimate highlight moment of Extreme Rules event? The only highlight that I can think of that, let's see, when Kevin Owens was thrown from the top of the page to the announcement table. Are you planning on watching the upcoming pay-per-view? Hopefully I'll be off for work. Well, yeah, I should be off for work before then, so yes. Which of the following best describes the type of device used to stream Extreme Rules? On a TV, using a Roku and... Yep. And using Amazon Fire TV. What type of internet connection do you use to stream Extreme Rules? Wireless connection. Hello. What's the following your current internet provider? AT&T. How satisfied were you with the video quality? Because it's a streaming. I'll say... I'll say somewhat satisfied, because it didn't glitch for once. But I'll say somewhat satisfied. What was the biggest surprise in the night at Extreme Rules? Let's see. They have Randy Orton adding insult to injury. Bob Rudley attacking Jeff Hardy following his defeat. Bobby Lashley intercepting Roman Reigns' spear attempt with one of his own to earn the 3-count victory. AJ's attempt to help Rusev backfire, allowing AJ Styles to retain the WWE Championship. Braun Strowman tossing Kevin Owens on the top of the steel cage, causing Owens to escape first and to win the match. That probably will be the second most surprise. Bludgeon Brothers attacked Kane prior to the match, allowing them to retain the tag champs. Defeating Wolfgang, Matt Hardy, and Bray Wyatt to become the new Raw Tag Team Champion. Following distraction from Drew McIntyre during sudden death, Dolph Ziggler is successfully defend the IC title. What's the position in the DC against Nia Jax onto the steel chair while simultaneously avoiding Ronda Rousey to retain the Raw Women's Championship? Carmella able to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship against Asuka following distraction from James Ellsworth escaping the Shark Cage. That was kind of funny. Shinsuke Nakamura delivering a pre-open bell low blow to Jeff Hardy following the King Salsa quickly to become the new United States champion. Oh, God. Randy Orton adding insult to injury was not that shocking. A endless attempt to help Rusev backfire. No, that was not shocking. Yep, I already know. The B team defeating Matt Hardy and Grant White's time World Tag Team Championships. That was a shock to me. Well, the biggest surprise of the night. And let's see how the other fan council voted. 19% said the B team defeating Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt to become new tag team champs. 1% said Carmella able to retain the SmackDown Women's Championship. Nobody voted for the Bludgeon Brothers attacking Kane. 11% said Shinsuke Nakamura delivering pre-opening bell low blow. 10% says Randy Orton and insult the injury by attacking Jeff Hardy. 1% says Alexa Bliss in the DT against Nia Jax onto the steel chair. 13% of Bob says Bobby Lashley intercepting Roman Reigns' spear attempt with one of his own to earn the 3-count victory. AJ English attempt to help Rusev backfire allowing AJ Styles to retain. Nobody voted. And following the distraction, Drew McIntyre during sudden death, Dolph Ziggler successfully defend the IC title, was 2% was voted. And the biggest one was 38% people voted. Braun Strowman tossed Kevin Owens off the top of the steel cage, causing Owens to escape first and win the match. So, yeah, I do agree with that, but it just wasn't the big shocking. And that was it for the fan council. So let's just escape out of there. And I'm going to play a song. And we're just going to talk about more about. We're probably just going to move on to like news and stuff like that. So something that I saw yesterday that could change how the way you travel from Milwaukee to Chicago. It was on the news yesterday, so we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. So let me just set some music here. Let's see. I'll play this. I don't wanna fall in love with you, we're back. That is one of our new songs that we added on here. Finally get the chance to add something on here. So within the coming minutes, days, hours, or wherever it's going to take, we're going to add more new songs on here. And so y'all have to hear some of the same ones over and over again, trying to mix up a variety of stuff. So that's what's going on with that. So see if I can ask some more. But well, although we got 20 minutes left, I'm trying to think of. I'm sorry. I can't believe I nearly forgot what I was going to talk about. There's this loop thing that that they're going to create about. I guess it's like kind of like a vacuum. It's like a traveling tube that they're trying to make like tracks, including like one here that will get you from Milwaukee to Chicago within 15 minutes. It's the same thing, they're making tracks like around the Midwest, one from Milwaukee to Madison. They're also doing something like, I think it's like in Pennsylvania too. They're gonna do some, but it's called Loophole. They said, I don't know how the idea started, but they said like people from the UWM are doing something like that with a invention that they made. But if that's the case, then have you like get to from here to Chicago within 15 minutes? I'm already sold on that. It's like, hey, get me from point A to point E to point B in 15 minutes. Cool. Or you can go from, I think it's like the same distance coming from Milwaukee to Madison. Let me see if I can find a story on there so I can just read it some more. So just. Just hold on here. I think, yeah, the story was, it was on yesterday. So just give me a moment just to try to look for this story, and I'm going to talk about it for a little bit. And should have thought about looking for a while. It was like during the break or whatever. In case this is going a little bit too slow, I'll try to look for it through phone, just in case it'll go a little bit faster. Let's see, where is it? Save that, because that'll be something to talk about too. Let's see, let's get out of that and go to. And like I said, sorry for the awkward silence. I'm just trying to get the story load up. Let's see. Bucks hosting Milwaukee's Got Talent to find entertainers for home games. Let's see, where is it? No, not the fire thing. Oh, there it is. If they got a video on me, I'm going to try to play it through the air, so just bear with me here. Come on, play.
The future of high-speed transportation could come sooner than you think. Hyperloop technology may be able to move people nearly as fast as planes. And the Midwest is becoming a focal point on where to build first.
Guys, this sounds like science fiction, but teams from around the world are currently working to make it a reality. Here's how Hyperloop works. Pods are shot through vacuum tubes at hundreds of miles per hour. They can go so fast that there's no... Air Resistance, a group from UW-Madison, testing their pod design this week at an international competition.
Think of it as... like when you go to the bank and you put money up the like tube, it's like that. Because if you think of an airplane without wings and put it through a tube,
it takes analogy to get most people to understand Hyperloop. Not Sally Kissinger.
Right now we're here testing our pod.
A group of 35 UW-Madison students in California. With other students from around the world at an event put on by Tufts SpaceX. Getting to the final round will be taking a run for SpaceX to test you.
And pose. All the way down, and it's 1 kilometer long.
While students rush to come up with the best design, cities in the Midwest are laying groundwork for a commercial Hyperloop network. Some estimates of Chicago to Cleveland being a half-hour trip. You'll walk to Chicago, and
shrinking of the region by being able to get there in 28 minutes from Chicago. Allows for an increase in
trip
economic development?
I dream, maybe not. Cleveland's Metropolitan Planning Agency has partnered with one of the major Hyperloop companies, and significantly, the agency's director said they've found insurance companies willing to work with them.
It makes it much more real, knowing that the risks are actually something that can be worked through. So I think we're making big mistakes. We did not explore it.
Hyperloop One, another one of the major companies, gave us this statement. A Hyperloop connecting Pittsburgh, Columbus, and Chicago, for example, transformed the movement of goods and people from the Midwest, creating a Great Lakes mega region, home to 20% of the nation's population and economic activity. We feel there is vast, untapped economic potential in the region. planning agency is more conservative, saying it'll be 7 to 10 years at the earliest. Biden's student, David Schumann, CBS 58 News.
So, after me listening to that yesterday, so they, like I said, they expect to make commercial Hyperloop in 2020. So, and like they were saying, they have some of the plans they're trying to, you know, make already. So it's super heading a plan that will connect several Midwest cities by Hyperloop, including Milwaukee, within the next 20 to 25 years. Although, you know, it's a long time, but it's something. Something different, something new. And if you can get to, like, certain places, to one city to another city quicker, that would be cool. I'm just trying to get into the other story right quick. Just waiting for it to, So this story that I'm just reading, it's like Giannis get a mural. Sorry if I'm saying it wrong, but trying to see what this is. Hold on. Okay, let me see if I got enough battery power to do it on this phone. Although I know they talked about this earlier this week, where it's a new mural that's a picture of Giannis attending Kubo. And I guess, like, the local art for the final touches on it is on the corner of Clemens Avenue and Walmart Avenues, side of a corner store that was, let's see, after months of planning, 25 hours of spray painting, gallons of paint, and 50 spray cans. Oh, wow. So that's something, like, that just says, like, how we love our basketball. And, like, of course, the players that play for our team, so. I'm thinking, like, one day I'm going to go down there and just take a picture of it, and pretty cool. Although I'm having a little bit of trouble here, so we play one more song, then we're going to get to the new stuff segment. So we'll be back.
Bye.
We're going to do a quick since I got like a minute and a half left. So just arguing with Trump supporters today. So that's done. I apologize. That's the only thing we're going to talk about today since we're running out of time. Look for WFSO Radio Network on Facebook. Check out WFSO's YouTube page on Facebook, and also look at our YouTube page on YouTube. Got lots of videos from the past and all that stuff. So don't forget Sunday, 9 o'clock Central, 10 o'clock Eastern, is WFSO Fan View. We're going to talk about a little bit of the pay-per-view. And, of course, the weekly view of Raw and SmackDown. Also, don't forget Wednesdays, Hazel Runs a Mile, 8:30 p.m. Central Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Oh, excuse me. Don't forget to check out WrestlingFansSpeakOut.Weebly.com. Also, check out Maddie's Memory as well. And we are out of here, so you guys have a good night, and hopefully y'all listen to us on Sunday. And thank you for listening.